Well, there were almost 10,000 new cases of COVID-19 in New Zealand last week. 1 in 10 were actually reinfections, and case numbers do appear to be rising again over the last 2 weeks after hitting a low in September. With us now is epidemiologist Michael Baker. Kia ora, good morning.
Morena, Corin.
When you look at the charts and the graphs that are coming in, what do you see?
Well, as you said, we appear to have reached a low point in the last few weeks, and numbers are starting to track up. And this is a pattern we might see continue for a few months, unless we get a new variant that's really important. And the main driver of this pattern is probably waning immunity at the moment.
So can we expect summer to make much of a difference as people are around? I mean, I know we're getting a cold snap, but, you know, when the good weather finally arrives?
It may have a small effect, but we already know this virus is so infectious it doesn't need winter to spread. And the whole southern hemisphere saw the really big Omicron waves over summer. So that's the nature of a new pandemic virus. That's how it behaves.
So are we seeing a wave, or is it too soon to say that?
I think it's too soon to say that. I mean, we wouldn't expect numbers to ever sit on a plateau for very long because there's so many factors driving it. I mean, at the moment, really, we need to look at what's happening overseas. We are seeing new subvariants of Omicron emerge. They're also being introduced into New Zealand, but at the moment, they're not showing much growth benefit. So we've been vaccinated, and we've had a lot of New Zealanders infected. So we've got some protection from that. Obviously, we don't want people getting infected because every time this happens, you risk long COVID and all these negative effects. So we shouldn't be complacent at all about this infection.
Mm. Well, let's look at vaccinations first. So we've got the fourth dose available to those over 50 and healthcare workers. I see there are obviously new vaccinations coming on stream overseas that target Omicron. What does New Zealand need to do in terms of the next phase of its vaccination program?
Well, I think the most important thing is that we raise our booster levels, because only a little over half of New Zealanders have had their third dose. Only about 11% have had their fourth dose. So this is too low. So we just need to be getting out there and getting boosted, because that really is life-saving. Other thing is we've got good antivirals available, and they make a really big difference. So New Zealanders should talk to their pharmacist or their doctor or healthcare worker about getting access to these antivirals if they need them. And I think it's still important that people avoid infection and reinfection, because reinfections are going to become more and more common, of course, because it's just a numbers game, the fact that more and more people have been infected, so therefore, over time, a high proportion of infections will be reinfections. And overseas, where people have had to endure this virus for several years now, many people have had it four times or more. And each time you get it, you do risk these long-term effects.
So we've kept the isolation periods, and obviously we've ditched a lot of the mask rules and this type of thing. Are you still comfortable with those settings?
Well, I think it's very important that we keep the isolation requirements, because this is really fundamental to stopping transmission of any infectious disease. And I don't think employers want their staff coming back to work early and infecting co-workers and customers. I think it's in everyone's interest that we really keep a focus on this isolation period. But there are lots of other things we need to be doing, and I do think we don't want to think about a new wave, but the nature of this virus is that it will produce new variants that will be a real problem in New Zealand. So I think we need to plan for that. And we do need a new look alert level system. Because, look, we have it for everything else. We have it for storms, for fires, floods, earthquakes. It's not a political issue. These are just forces of nature. And this virus is exactly the same.
Well,
we know it will do.
You're no doubt correct, but it is a political issue in the sense that governments here and abroad have become very sensitive to the fact that the public is tired of hearing about it, rightly or wrongly, and so it becomes, they seem, you know, you could argue, politically more sensitive about any lockdowns, any more restrictions. It is going to be political, isn't it?
Well, basically, I don't think we need to even think about lockdowns unless we get something truly horrendous. I think that's very unlikely. But we do need to use all the knowledge we've got to have sensible sets of precautions that will kick in if we see a major wave killing lots of people. Because remember, this virus this year in New Zealand has probably moved up into second place as our single...
Well, this is the point, though. Sorry to interrupt. It is killing people, right? Daily. I mean, yeah. The numbers that came through in the week was, what, 50-odd people who had died.
Yeah. Look, this is going to be our second biggest killer in New Zealand this year. It's probably going to add 10% to our annual mortality rate. I mean, nothing's done that since the 1918 flu pandemic. So it's having a big impact already. So I don't think this should be a politicised issue. Saving lives and preventing disability should be something that all of our politicians get together on, and we come up with a sensible system that uses science and our best experience to manage this threat.
Indeed. Thank you very much, Michael Baker, epidemiologist.